This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 1st, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control are providing guidance for flight crews on airliners to deal with people who show signs of infection by the H1N1 virus, aka swine flu. The document is characterized as interim guidance. The virus is thought to be spreading from human to human, although it's not yet known how easily that happens. The CDC does acknowledge a likelihood that infective people have been traveling on international flights. CDC notes that when an ill passenger is identified, flight and cabin crews are required to report passengers who meet certain illness criteria to CDC quarantine stations. Those referrals are required for any passenger who exhibits two of these five symptoms: a temperature of 100 degrees Fahrenheit or greater if measured, or who feels feverish; a child who feels warm based on a report from a parent; a sore throat, a cough, or a stuffy or runny nose. The CDC expects crews to report passengers with two or more of those symptoms to the quarantine station of jurisdiction where the plane is expected to land. If I read this right, that means call it in while en route. This could get a little crazy. I don't think I've ever gotten off any airline flight without at least a runny nose. Counting the false alarms may get interesting. Despite the fact that the number of people suspected of infection with swine flu is minuscule compared to last year's death toll from the plain old seasonal strain we pass around every winter, the intense media coverage appears to be generating considerable public anxiety. A forthcoming report from the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy suggests over 5,000 workers at Los Angeles International Airport have no health insurance. On Wednesday, about 100 of those workers paraded through the Tom Bradley International Terminal, wearing face masks and carrying picket signs reading, "I need health care." They also signed a petition calling on the city of Los Angeles to set standards for airport employers to ensure family health care for all airport workers, who complain their contact with thousands of travelers every day puts them at risk of exposure to disease. About 1,700 pilots with AirTran have voted to merge their National Pilots Union into the much larger Airline Pilots Association. In turn, the merger was approved by the ALPA's board Wednesday at its quarterly meeting. ALPA President Captain John Prater commented, quote, "AirTran pilots have demonstrated impressive solidarity with their vote, and they have set a high bar of union participation. They bring with them firsthand experience of pilots who have courageously and diligently combated their management's effort to bargain a concessionary agreement. We look forward to working together to secure the fair contract they deserve," unquote. AirTran has struggled with losses brought on by high fuel prices in 2008 and has been at odds with its pilots over pay and benefit concessions even longer. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Cirrus increases production as sales begin to thaw. ATP will open two new flight training centers on Monday. And Iraq orders $60 million in helicopters from Bell. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, the second and concluding part of Piper CEO Jim Bass's look ahead through a troubled economy. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.